Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station, ask them what they're working on in school, ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Angela Smith. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's a day in the life of Angela?
Our lab works on a lot of different things, but we focus on pain and opioid addiction to try and come at the opioid epidemic from those two angles. So my project primarily focuses on chronic pain caused by nerve damage. I'm looking at how chronic pain affects the brain and what parts of the brain are involved to try and help build research up in that area.
You know how, like, when you're practicing the piano, that part of your brain grows because you do it every day or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
So does the pain do that too? Does it kind of move into your brain?
A little bit. It's very complicated because pain is an important part of our life. Like, it protects us. Different kinds of pain are involved in different ways. And that's one of the reasons that this research is so important, is because it is an important part of our function and it is incredibly complicated. And so one thing we are looking at is what regions of the brain do become more active if you experience pain for a long period of time, and seeing if those are possible targets for treatments.
So what kinds of things are you seeing so far?
Right now we are seeing evidence of a connection that was not previously known. And we are seeing that part of the brain, if you have pain for longer periods of time, changes, but not if you have pain for shorter periods of time. Mm-hmm. So that seems to show that it may be involved in the chronic pain, which is really bad and we don't want to have, but less so with the small day-to-day pains that we need in order to, like, navigate.
Yeah.
And keep ourselves safe.
Yeah, just so that we know, like, oh, fire, hot.
Yeah, exactly. Pain treatment isn't so simple. It's just like, oh, we'll just, like, turn that off. We have to be very careful about the way that we approach it. We're looking at, like, 200 neurons, which is incredibly small. And so we're having to go in with, like, these ridiculously tiny needles. I think someone said they're 3 times the width of a red blood cell. A lot of the techniques we're using are pretty new on the scene, so...
Yeah, that's some teeny tiny stuff.
Yeah, it's real small.
Little things can be overlooked, but mm-hmm. little things mean a lot, especially in this situation.
Yeah.
Neurons, I mean, that's more like jabillions of them.
The research so far, there's not a lot of it on this project, but it has been promising. And at this point, we've gotten very entrenched in our current pain treatment methods because we thought that they worked really, really well. And so we've moved past some of this basic research. And so one of the ideas behind this project is if we go, like, way, way, way back to the basics, we understand new things about pain that we didn't know before. We can start to move away from the types of things that we've tried so far that haven't been effective, and coming from some completely new discovery that we don't really know about yet can get us away from the path we're going on right now, which has hurt so many people.
Because you're coming at it by looking at the pain
mm-hmm.
and the addiction.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
There's two parts to this problem.
Yeah, and they're both really, really important, because the opioid epidemic is not a drug misuse problem that, like, bad people are just misusing drugs. Like, it's a problem that comes from the fact that we're not able to treat pain in a more effective way. Like, we still prescribe opioids in so, so many cases because despite all of their negatives, they're still better than not doing anything. And so we cannot fight the opioid epidemic until we have an alternative for these people who are in a lot of pain and not able to function without them.
What do you think you might do after you graduate?
I almost definitely want to go into research as a career. I'm planning on going to graduate school for a PhD in pharmacology or neuroscience or something in the same realm, because working in this lab has, like, shown me so clearly how it can help people, and that's something that I definitely want to continue doing. So,
do you ever listen to music?
Yes.
Well, what's that all about? What happens there?
I like basically all music. I used to be a really big dancer, and so
I'm sure you still dance.
Yeah, I do a little bit. It's honestly, like, a lot harder now that I have so much other stuff going on. But one of the things that's great about, like, I feel like I can listen to almost any music. And because I have that training, I can just, like, it makes me think about dancing and be, like, really happy almost no matter what. So I just, like, listen to the radio and just, like, whatever's on, like, I'm happy with. So that's where I'm at with the music.
I like that. That's a very laid back attitude. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.